What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a question from a patron named Bo.
Hi, my name is Bo, and my What If World question is, what if Miss Lynn was the narrator of the show and Mr. Eric had to go into a What If World? Goodbye. I love your show.
Okay. Hi, Mr. Eric.
Hey, Lynn. Yeah, I didn't expect to see you today.
I did not expect to see you either, but here, how did I get here?
The power of the what if question, Lynn.
Yikes. Okay. What was the question?
So Bo asked, what if Miss Lynn was the narrator? So I'm going to get a break today. I mean, I guess I do have to go into What If World, but I'll probably just kind of hang out and enjoy myself. You know, I've been meaning to take some time off in What If World.
Okay.
good luck with the story.
I've never been the narrator before, Mr. Eric.
But you were actually the host of your very own podcast for a number of
years.
That's true.
I mean, and I did sometimes tell stories as part of the Good Words podcast. So, I mean, I guess
The Good Words podcast. I really loved that one.
It was a labor of love, that's for sure.
Those episodes are still out there, though,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, they are out in the world in perpetuity.
Ah, perpetuity is another good word. Okay, now I'm being really inside baseball. That is from the theme song to the Good Words podcast, which is also one of the wonderful songs on Miss Lynn's album Outside the Lines, which my kids and I listened to ad nauseum for the past 4.5 years. So I suggest you listen to Outside the Lines, and I'll try to limit my references to the greatest children's album of all time.
But perpetuity, in case people are not aware or have not heard the song, means something that keeps happening forever. It goes on and 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 on.
Which might to you feel like how this intro is going.
Perhaps.
And so why don't we get into the story and we'll find out what if Miss Lynn was the narrator and Mr. Eric had to go into What If World. I was just going to sort of get into What If World. Like, usually I have like a guide or something, or,
yeah,
or a friend,
well,
or a portal, or Kathunkel, you know, scoops me up.
I really don't know what I'm doing, and you don't know what you're going to be doing, so we can use all the brain power we can get. Who's the smart? I know who's the smartest.
Oh, no.
Our kid.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of very, very intelligent characters in What If World.
You just don't want it to be smartsy fartsy, Mr. Eric.
It's just that he calls himself. I feel like when you call yourself smartsy fartsy, that, you know, that
he can't help that it's his name, Mr. Eric.
That's true. He was named by Bo.
He was named
actually,
by Bo. So I think
many
it's
years ago.
Obvious that it has to be smartsy fartsy.
Hello!
Oh, Smartsy!
It's me, Smartsy Fartsy, the echidna!
So, Smartsy and Mr. Eric found themselves in What If World. I think we need another question, Mr. Eric. Can you hear me? In What If World?
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I tend to be able to hear the narrator when I'm in What If World.
Okay.
I can hear you, too. I've got that power. That's that power that some characters have and some characters don't. But because I'm so smart, I can listen into other worlds.
Oh, that sounds like it could be horrifying, but in this case, very helpful. So let me just pick a question at random. Okay, this one is from Nishad. And Nishad asks, oh, I like this. What if all idioms or figures of speech became real for a day?
Oh, man. Well, a feather in your cap, Nishad. I love learning about figures of speech, learning about idioms.
Mr. Eric, did you mean to be wearing a cap with a feather on it?
Oh, it's really happening. All right, well, we better get on this idiom train. Come on. Nishad asked the question. And suddenly, Smartsy and Mr. Eric were in a train station.
Oh, yeah, the Idiom Metro.
Oh, gosh.
You said get on the Idiom train, and there's a literal Idiom train
oh,
now.
Oh, right. Well, I guess you should get on.
Can everyone just agree that Mr. Eric is not going to get eaten today? That's just that's just one. I'm just going to just put that out there.
No promises. But let's get on that train, okay? We've got to learn all about idioms.
So Mr. Eric and Smartsy got on the train, and then I really feel like a fish out of water doing this.
Oh my gosh.
Can
anyone say a different idiom involving water? Because I really need to get this flopping fish into water very quickly. Like the pot calling the kettle black.
Oh.
Because there'd probably be water in either the pot or the kettle. Now both of us are wearing all black. I actually think I look rather dashing.
It's very slimming, Mr. Eric.
But I am in the shape of a kettle full of water, too. So I'm a black kettle. I'm going to just take my little kettle cap off and just put the fish in my head. Honestly, this is not the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me in What If Worlds.
Do you want to sing I'm a Little Teapot as long as we're here, Mr. Eric?
As long as there are no idioms in it, let's find out.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. This is my handle, this is my spout. When I get all steamed up, hear me shout.
Oh. Okay, no, I am steaming. Oh no, the fish! Get the fish out of there!
Tip me over and pour me out!
Oh.
I was still a pot, and you were the kettle, so there's still space for the fish in me. And now the fish is very safe.
Okay.
Oh. We have to be very careful about what we say and talk about. Do we know where this metro is headed?
I believe if you look on the map on the wall, you'll see that the next time the train stops, you'll be stopping at Synonym City.
So we just have to get to Synonym City without saying idioms or figures of speech that get us into trouble.
Yeah, I just hope you don't have any skeletons in your closet, Mr. Rebek.
Artsy, why would you even say that?
Artsy.
And it's still so wet, there's water all... Here, maybe the train car could get dry as a bone.
Oh, very good.
Since you already have a skeleton right there.
Now at least the skeletons are very comfortable.
Hey, Mitch?
Margaret!
Okay, Mitch and Margaret, nice.
They're very friendly skeletons.
I guess, you know, there's really nothing to be afraid of. A skeleton on its own isn't necessarily scary.
I mean, I would imagine that Mitch and Margaret are glad to be out of the closet at this
point. Absolutely. This is a very nice train.
Oh, but it would be nice to visit Synonym City. I really haven't gotten to travel being stuck in that closet for all those years.
Well, Margaret, you are in luck. Because we are here.
That's right, Mr. Eric. Time to face the music.
What, Smartsy? You're not helping. Oh my gosh, there's a huge Oompa band in the station as you're getting off the train. I think you all should get off that train as far away from that train as possible. I don't know what awaits in Synonym City, but it can't be as bad as the Idiom Metro.
Yeah, Margaret and Mitch, would you mind taking care of this fish? I'll just go ahead and pour some of this water into a big plastic bag. And
yeah, no problem. Yeah, sure.
Buy a fish bowl and keep that little fishy safe. Thank you, Mitch and Margaret. Nice to meet you.
Mr. Eric, I'm so glad you're here.
Alabaster Zero suddenly appeared in Synonym City. Who knew?
Well, I could have expected, you know, because Synonym.
And what exactly is a synonym, Miss Lynn?
Two words that have an identical meaning.
I'm very confused and befuddled by that explanation.
Exactly. Confused and befuddled are synonyms, as would be perplexed.
Oh, I don't get it.
Well, you are one of What If's World's greatest detectives because you always work to understand things even when it's difficult.
Actually, I've been a little bit confused by this city that I found myself in. You know, I just got back in the last episode. I finally got back to What If World, but apparently there's this couch that can kind of take you anywhere, and I was thinking that I should learn more about language so that people don't play tricks on me as often, because sometimes I'm just a little gullible, a little naive, a little impressionable. But I still don't know what synonyms are.
I think you do, Alabaster. It's when you say gullible or naive or impressionable, those are all synonyms, meaning you believe things easily.
But what happens if there is like a, if it's like an opposite day?
Opposite for day synonyms. For synonyms would yield antonyms.
Oh.
Antonyms are words that mean the opposite, like stop and go are antonyms.
Wait a second. When you were saying the antonym of go is stop.
Right.
And the antonym of stop is go.
Right.
That's two really good examples of antonyms, and I'm really grateful for your lessons, but it seemed like when you said that, I heard an alarm sound. Did you hear that?
What did it sound like? Oh, I hear it now.
Oh, no. Seems like there's some kind of alert, alarm, some kind of warning happening.
Hey, when you use those synonyms, a bunch of people came out.
They just kind of look like a bunch of letters mashed together, but that are somehow animated.
Yeah, I see alert and alarm.
Oh, and they're wearing such smart little red jackets. It's like they're little word firefighters.
Oh, right. That's because we have a call-in question from a listener named Liam.
My name is Liam. I'm old, and I like Fred the Dog, and my question is, what if birds were firefighters?
Oh, so I guess those must be the firefighters who serve Synonym City. I can't make out what the words are that the firefighters
no,
are spelling
me neither.
Out.
It seems like anytime I say a synonym, another firefighter appears, manifests. Okay, that's enough synonyms. I want some of these firefighters to disappear or dematerialize even.
Or vanish.
Careful with those antonyms for appear. Every time you say an antonym, that alarm starts again.
That's so strange.
Yes, I am vile, vicious, the villainous, but you can call me Trevi.
Trevi was a large, slimy, multi-fingered blob.
Oh my gosh, it's like a blob with like 10 fingers, 5 sticking out of either side of it, like finger arms. That is, well, you know what? Everybody is beautiful, but this is still weird.
Great.
Your antonyms released me from antonym asylum.
Oh.
And I have been causing destruction everywhere I go using my finger arms to rake, scratch, and destroy.
Well, but Trevi, what if you used your finger arms to build up? Create
and fix.
Power me with more antonyms. Yes.
I think we need some of those firefighters again.
Oh, that's right. To get firefighters to show up, we have to call out or shout or scream or yell somehow.
Hey,
with synonyms.
Alabaster, all those were synonyms. Here come some firefighters.
It seems like they're fixing up these buildings, getting people out of the buildings that Trevi is destroying. I don't know if I want to spend too much time here. It seems a little dangerous.
Oh no, I think it's very safe.
No.
Yeah.
It's fraught.
And secure.
It's fraught with peril.
Although fraught is an antonym of safe.
Actually, this is really confusing because synonyms can be antonyms. That's kind of the whole point, is that they're opposites.
Which gets me even more power.
Yeah, I think the Idiometra was actually an improvement
Yeah, wait, let's get back on there because synonyms can be antonyms.
You all just need to leave. Get back on the metro as quickly as you can.
No one seems to be messing with me, but...
My blob fingers will mess with you and also bother you.
Okay, I'm going.
And Mr. Eric and Smartsy and Alabaster made it back onto the Idiot Metro just in time as the doors were closing, but I'm not sure where that train is off to.
Miss Lynn, you are the narrator. Maybe just guide it back. Maybe just start taking it back home. I mean, I thought I was going to have a nice, relaxing vacation in What If World, but I should have known better.
I don't think everything's been all that bad. Maybe just a little bit of a pickle.
Oh, Alabaster, how dare you?
Wait. What do you mean?
Didn't you hear the last what if question?
No, Miss Lynn, is there another what if question?
There is another what if question. It's from Hudson, and it's what if pickles was a bad word? This is a family-friendly show, Alabaster.
Oh my gosh, I gotta watch my language.
Okay, we can't go on talking like that. We've gotta, maybe if we used euphemisms, which is kind of like an idiom, right, Miss Lynn?
It is. A euphemism is a kind of idiom. It's a way of saying something without saying it directly.
Yeah, so like making something sound a little bit more mild.
Yes.
Instead of saying that I was sick.
Oh, don't say
I
it.
I might
don't
say,
say it,
that
Mr. Eric.
You were under the weather.
Oh, and suddenly there was a giant rain cloud in the train car that started pouring down on our heroes.
Oh, I wouldn't say this is so bad. Honestly, I'm kind of having a field day with all this.
And suddenly, Alabaster and Smartsy and Mr. Eric found themselves in gym shorts and tank tops, each holding a baton for a relay race.
It's actually getting really misty. Are you seeing that too?
Yes.
I can hardly see one tongue length in front of me.
Oh man, I don't want to say that we're going into a frightening unknown situation. Maybe I should just say that we're up a blind alley?
And suddenly the train stopped at a dead end because there was no more track.
And the mist is getting thicker.
Oh.
I have bad news. We're stuck in the euphemist.
The euphemist?
Oh, it must be all the euphemism we're using created a idiomatic mist.
Do you think that you can see enough to move in your field day outfits?
Oh, right, because it's still technically a field day. Yes. Okay, if we run for the finish line, then idiomatically, metaphorically, figure of speech of Lee, we should get off the train?
Mr. Eric and Smartsy and Alabaster all held hands.
That's using your loaf, Mr. Eric.
What does that even mean? And suddenly, a huge finish line banner came in front of them. They broke through the tape. And as you know, cross the finish line is a euphemism, which means the end.
Miss Lynn, thank you so much for ending that story. I had just run through a huge loaf of bread. That was a new idiom I discovered.
Use your loaf
is like
thinking smart.
Yeah, I guess that's an old one. Like, you know, like...
Like using your noodle?
Or using your noodle loaf.
That's a great podcast
you can listen to. Yeah,
a
musical podcast.
Oh, boy. Well, I learned so much about idioms and synonyms and antonyms.
And the euphemist, the most dangerous one of them all.
Yeah, I mean, I think if all of these adventures teach us anything, it's that the best policy is try to use words to be as clear as possible. It can be fun to use different fancy turns of phrase, but...
Yeah!
I enjoy all the strangeness of language, but yes, it's true. Sometimes you just need to spit it out.
Smartsy!
What? That's that fish again! I am so sorry, Fishy. You have had such a bad day.
It's okay. Mitch and Margaret have been taking very good care of me.
Okay, well, let's just get you back into What If World. Alabaster Zero, can you take this fish back to Mitch and Margaret?
It'd be my pleasure. That's not a euphemism. That's just...
No, it's just regular.
Okay, that's just regular. Good. I just got confused by all this.
Oh, gosh. I need a nap.
Well, Ms. Lynn, thank you so much for bringing us to Good Words World.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect, and it's going to take me a while to process everything that just happened.
Yes, you kids might need to listen to this episode once or twice to make idioms and synonyms and antonyms and euphemisms make more sense to you. You can also go listen to the Good Words podcast.
Yeah, Miss Lynn, it's still out there. Do you want to tell the kids a little bit about Good Words?
Sure. I made the Good Words podcast because I love good words. I love words that are interesting and fun to say, and most importantly, that are meaningful. So I made more than 40 episodes. You can find out more about it by going to my website at misslynn.com. There's also stuff about my music there and some What If World stuff, so, you know.
Thanks, Miss Lynn. I just want to thank Hudson, Liam, Nishad, and Beau. Thank you for your questions. Thank all of you for all your many questions. Thank you for listening. All right, Miss Lynn, do you want to take us out?
Until we meet again, keep wondering.
Envisioning.
Imagining.
Questioning.
Pondering.
Pondering. That's a very good synonym for wondering.
Contemplating.
Contemplating. We did it.
What if world? This is What If World.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICANN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICANN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.
Eee.